Joining us now, new offensive line coach Daryl Funk here at BYU, kind enough to join us. Coach, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, look, it's June. We're still 2 months away from the football season starting, but it's never too soon to talk football, man.
No,
love it.
Absolutely. Good to be here. Good to have this day going.
Well, let's talk about your group, because you've got an awesome room with some real studs in that. Talk about how your expectations and what you expect out of that group this year.
Well, I'm really fired up about the group. I know we lost some good players out of that room that are, you know, going to play on Sundays and everything. So the natural reaction is like, wow, you lost three guys, really good guys. But we've got some good guys that have played a lot of meaningful, you know, meaningful plays and started a lot of games. And you know, I think with our group, it has to start with James Empey up front. I mean, he's got the most starts in the room. He's like a coach on the field, knows the offense in and out, you know, just a terrific, humble young man that, like I said, it's easy to say, well, guys like a coach on the field, but not every player, in my experience, not every player that's started a number of games is a great teacher to the guys behind him. They do by example, but James is unbelievable. I just listened to his coaching points to the guys behind him, the things that he offers when we do film study. He's just a great kid. So I know he's poised for a great season and excited about him. You know, we work on the outside coming in. You know, Blake Freeland's played a lot of football. But what's crazy about Blake, he's played a lot of football. Blake's best years are in front of him. He's not even, in my opinion, as solid a player as he is. He's got unlimited potential in different things. He's just going to get better and better and better. And so we're excited about him. Right now we've got him over at that left side. He's played mostly on the right. But Blake's got he had a great spring, and he's, you know, in the summer working hard, just a great kid too. Harris LeChance, he's the one that I thought he had, of the group, I thought he had one of the better springs. Mm-hmm. You know, he's played a lot of football, you know, not been one of the starters in different things, but he's played left, he's played right, he's played some guard. But I thought he was terrific in the spring, very consistent at right tackle, and I think he's going to really turn some heads, you know, in terms of his consistency and how he's going to play. So those guys are there. And then, you know, Braden Kimes, another tackle that people are going to be talking about as we move forward. He's got some bloodlines. His dad played in the league. He's a really good man, big guy, all that. But Braden, what a great kid. And he's just, you know, he's a young guy that is another tackle for us there. Now, you know, mentioning other guys that have started games, Clark Barrington at left guard's got, I think he's at 10, 12 starts, whatever it is there. He's another one. I think he's kind of beyond his years. He's still a young player, but he's got a maturity about him. He had a really terrific spring too. Missed a couple days with just something minor, no big deal. But he's looking good this summer. And then you know, we'll have a battle. We have basically three guys initially. There'll be more as the guys develop, battling for those guard spots. Clark being one of them at left. You know, he's started a lot of games. But Connor Pay and Joe Tukuafo are going to be battling at the right guard spot. I know Joe's listed on there as the backup to Empey, which he is, and Connor Pay can play a real good center as well. But Joe and Connor and Clark will all be battling to see, you know, who starts on the inside there. So I'm excited about the experience. And then we've got other guys, you know, Seth Willis, Campbell Barrington, you know, are going to be developing and different things. We got some other guys we're still, you know, that haven't played yet that are, you know, either just getting here or redshirt freshman, whatever. So I'm happy with the progress of the group.
How much responsibility do you put on Empey throughout the course of the game? Is he making calls at the line? Is that some of the things that he's responsible for?
Yeah, and of course, you know, we're just talking spring because I wasn't here last year. But as a general rule, places that I've been, it's the best system if your center is the one that can do all that. And James can do any of that. I mean, he can call everything. Obviously, quarterbacks in a system can trump you, and they can either change a play or they can change a call. But James he's going to be the one that's spearheading all those calls. And then what happens, the way that I've always done it is once he makes his call, then our tackles are the ones that kind of get the edges set in terms of that. But if I wanted to, I could have all the other four guys not say a word and James say everything. But it takes too long to tell for him to say, okay, you guys do this on the left. So we do it that way. But he's super intelligent, and and just says, you know, one, he's intelligent anyway. Two, he comes from a coaching family. Three, he started 34, 36 games, whatever it is. You add all that up to get, and then just his knowledge for the game. He's I'm looking forward to working with him in that capacity.
Let's talk about your path to get here to BYU. What was it like, and what was it about the school that said that's where I want to go coach?
Well, when I first got involved with the job, Aaron and I had always coached against each other. Kalani and I had always coached against each other, Elisa as well. And so I didn't actually had never worked with anyone here, but the connections that I had, not only competing against each other, because you gain a measure of respect against your opponents, but three or four people that I'm really close with in the profession, mentor type guys, you know, good friends that I've coached with, they really meshed well with the ones that Kalani knew.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of a – so that kind of got it going. Even with Tom, two guys that Tom Holmo had working for him,
wow,
when he was a coach, had put in plugs. So that kind of got it going. But Aaron and I just kept talking. And the first time it was about an hour. And then maybe 4 or 5 days later it was a half hour. Then it was an hour and a half. And I just felt – really aligned with him in terms of the way he approaches the game, his coaching style, from what I could gather. I knew he was looking for someone that had some experience and had been there, done that type of thing. Not that I ever pretend, because it's not the way I am, act like I have all the answers, because no one has all the answers. And as soon as you get to thinking that way, you sink pretty fast to this profession. But that being said, We just found, at least from my standpoint, every time we talked, it was just a different comfort level. Not only the X's and O's, not only that, but also kind of the philosophy for how we'd like to build the lines. I played against the great BYU lines in the past. I've coached against them. I always have taken in my career two or three offenses that I've studied in the off season. And I can't tell you how many times I'd watched the BYU line. For as long as I've been aware of college football, not only have great players, but they played so well together.
Yeah.
From my first exposure to BYU when I was at Colorado State in the 80s to now. But anyway, but that's kind of how it happened. Moved a little bit slower than you'd like. But once it happened, here I am, and I had about 3 weeks before spring ball, and just hit the ground running, and it's been real fun to work with these guys ever since.
Well, Coach, excited to see your offensive line. My co-host, who's normally here, played here at BYU, and he's an offensive line nut, like loves everything about the offensive line. So I'm sure we'll have some more conversations down the line, but appreciate you hanging
Absolutely.
Out with us.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much,
have
Coach.
Have a good day.
Appreciate
All right.
it. Darryl Funk, the new offensive line coach here at BYU.